Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, Prime Minister Modi's cabinet in his historic third term retains the known faces in the big four ministries. Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman. The Prime Minister personally handles the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances, the Department of Atomic Energy and the Department of Space. What about the allies? That's so important. We'll find out in just a moment. Also, the important portfolios that women MPs will have. My colleague Maria Shakil joins us in a few moments. Later on the program, three foreign terrorists were involved in the attack on a civilian bus in Jammu and Kashmir's Riasi on Sunday evening. Nine people, including children, have been killed, more than 30 injured. Sources say there are three terror groups operating in the region. Unconfirmed reports say that at least two terrorists are hiding in the upper reaches of the Riasi region. A massive search operation is on them. Sources also say that American-designed M4 carbines, developed in the 1980s and used extensively by militaries around the world, including by the Pakistani Special Forces, those weapons were used in this attack. We'll be talking about that to the former commander of the Northern Corps in a little while from now, the Northern Command, I should say, and several other experts, including former Director Generals of Police. And finally, an exclusive interview with the Bhutanese Prime Minister, Dasra Shering Tobge. We speak on the environment and strategic alignment. He also speaks about how the Prime Minister is his guru, mentor and bade bhai. But first, the big story. The cabinet is now been sworn in. Who are the big leaders? Neeja Chaudhary and my colleague Maria Shakil join us at this stage. So let's start right at the very top. No change in the top four. What is that meant to signal, Maria?
Yes, so no change in the Raisina Hills portfolios or the CCS, which forms the Cabinet Committee of Security Affairs. So Nirmala Sitharaman is back in the Finance Ministry. The Home Minister, Mr. Amit Shah, is back as Home Minister, Defence Minister. Rajnath Singh is back as Defence Minister and External Affairs Minister. Dr. S. Jayashankar is back in the same role. So it's essentially signalling continuity. If you look at it, immediately after that, the fifth biggest portfolio is the railways. You have the same railways minister in Ashwini Vaishnav, who has been given an additional charge of INB as well. Again, the key infrastructure portfolios, which has been very, pet ideas of the Prime Minister are implemented by these ministries, which includes roads and highways and transport, which is seeing the return of Mr. Nitin Gadkari. Then if you look at other ideas, the former chief ministers of the BJP, who are now part of the Council of Ministers, which includes Shivraj Singh Chauhan, four-term chief minister of Madhya Pradesh, who has handled the farmers' protest, which happened in Mandsaur with great elan. He is now the agriculture minister. He has been given another very crucial portfolio of rural development. Mm-hmm. And the other one, which is Manohar Lal Khattar, is again being given a place of pride. He has been given housing, urban development and also Ministry of Power. So I think the message is continuity, but I think the Prime Minister is also relying on the experience of these leaders, understanding fully well that the challenge going ahead will be coming from these portfolios, and hence these are veterans who have dealt with these situations in the respective states and hence have been given this position.
Neeja, let's talk about the allies. We've been talking about them so extensively. Chirag Paswan gets the food processing department. Aviation sees a shift. It's gone to the TDP. Jyotiraditya Scindia moved to Northeastern Affairs, and he's also the communications minister of the country. Paswan, I mentioned. Jitin Ram Manji will have micro, small and medium industries. There has been a change as well in... So those are a couple of important ones with the allies. Ram Mohan Naidu is the TDP leader who's got the Civil Aviation Ministry. These are not the top posts, as it were. That has been a demand. And there is every reason to believe that even the Speaker's post will continue to remain with the BJP. While these might be important posts, Civil Aviation certainly is, the others. Is this enough, you believe, for there to be happiness among the alliance members? For there to be continuity and long-term stability?
I think that is something we have to find out. TDP is the key ally with 16 Lok Sabha constituencies, had obviously agreed to one cabinet and one MOS, the same number as Nitish Kumar with 12 Lok Sabha MPs was getting. Obviously, he's made a comment somewhere, his remark that we will get more ministries as time goes on. But they've still got a heavy infrastructure ministry, civil aviation. The youngest, Ramon Naidu.
And the richest, right?
36. But what about Nitish Kumar Janata Dal U? Lalan Singh has got Panchayati Raj and
Animal Husbandry.
And animal husbandry. Now they're happy with that. From the reports one had read and heard about, that they were wanting railways ministry. Railways ministry has always gone to, mostly gone to Bihar. So are they happy? That is something one would like to know. Other allies, I think, should not be unhappy at all, because Jitin Manji has got a weighty ministry. He's got only one member, but the mere, you know, concept of a Musahar Jat Dalmaha Dalit being a cabinet minister holding an infrastructure ministry, which is going to affect his state and his people, is a big thing for our democracy.
Sure.
So that, yes, food processing with Chirag Paswan, a ministry held by his father, I don't think there should be a cause for grievance, though he had a strike rate, 100% strike rate. So also RLD, Jayant Chaudhary, given MOS education, plus another. So I think it is only the Janata Dal U one would be looking at whether they're really happy about this or not.
Maria, the number of women in the cabinet who've been sworn in or who were sworn in yesterday, quite limited. As a percentage, it's small. But could you tell us a little bit about some of the important portfolios? Obviously, the finance minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, remains.
Yes. And in the cabinet, there's, besides Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, there is another woman, which is Annapurna Devi, who is getting the Ministry of Women and Child Development. Besides that, I would say...
That's what Smriti Irani used to hold.
That is what she had. But overall, the representation of women in the Council of Ministers should be a matter of concern, because, you know, be it the farmers or the youth or the women, the Prime Minister has been repeatedly talking about them as his own constituency that he has carved out, moving away from the caste narrative. But overall, the representation of women in this 72-member council is around 10% or 12%, which isn't really much. But just to add to what Nirmala, what Nija ma'am was saying, you know, in 2014, Vishnu, the civil aviation portfolio was held by TDP. And so for them, it is almost like a continuity if you look at it, because they walked out of this alliance in 2018. They're returning as an alliance partner in 2024, and they are getting the same portfolio. And to add to the thought, I think, you know, for example, Bhupendra Yadav is continuing in the same role. He had labor portfolio along with environment and forest.
Hardipuri in the
that
same
is
role
being
as well,
moved
right?
Away.
Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas also. Hardipuri
is continuing.
Piyush Goyal.
Is continuing with the same role. Dharmendra Pradhan has the same portfolio. Sarbanand Sonowal has the same portfolio. Interesting choice in terms of the parliamentary affairs.
Yes.
You know, Kiran Rijiju, I mean, comes from Northeast, has been a veteran in terms of parliamentary negotiations, but he will have to fill in, you know, a very, very important role, because the parliament functioning will become very, very taxing for a simple reason that you have a very aggressive opposition, which has a significant number of 240. So, you know, 232. So Kiran Rijiju will have to show a lot of political dexterity in managing that fine balance between the treasury benches and opposition.
And Arjun Ram Meghwal gets independent charge for law and justice.
Something
which Rijiju used to hold in the past, and then he lost that. But it's an important post that... So, Nija, the law ministry goes to Arjun Ram Meghwal.
Yes, obviously the Prime Minister was very happy. He has a way about him also. And I think he's done well, Arjun Meghwal, in the law ministry. But
you know, if I was to ask you, Nija, because, you know, we've gone through so many names, and frankly, it's lost among possibly to our viewers. There's so many names over here. I'm just trying to when I look at this, and Maria is into the detail like there is no tomorrow. it just strikes me that this is, you know, it's pretty much the same. It's almost like old wine in a new bottle or a glass.
Of course.
Right, with one or two interesting additions, the ministry I cover very closely, civil aviation. Yeah. I need to make friends with a new minister who I do not know.
I'm sure you were friends with Ashok Gajapati Raju.
That's true.
So he will just be passing on the baton, you know, it's continuity there also.
So, but there is nothing, very, very significant.
Yeah.
And since it's not that, again, this question on everyone's mind is, if the BJP is continuing with this in the name of continuity, is that going to be good enough for the allies going down the road? And we still don't know anything about Speaker, do we?
The Prime Minister wants to give a signal that the coalition government has obviously created some element of uncertainty. How is it going to run? Will he be able to manage it? He's giving a signal that it is going to be a politically stable dispensation. Those ministers who I'm bringing in have huge experience. They are familiar with their portfolios. They are going to continue even as new people are going to be inducted. So there is going to be a solidity in the whole exercise, and that I am in control of things. So that is the broad message the Prime Minister wants to give. Now, in terms of the allocation of portfolios, he has kept the top four, who are members of the Cabinet Security on Cabinet Committee on Security with the BJP. He's also kept very weighty portfolios with agriculture, rural
development. Nicha, who's going to be the next National Security Advisor?
Mr.
Doval's term. Mr. Doval's
term. And
who will be the next BJP president? All that is up for.
That's the central question.
The new NSA is going to be who, Mr. Doval? His term comes to an end. Is there a possibility of him getting that once again? Mr. Jaishankar, there was huge rumors that perhaps he might be shifting to NSA. He remains as foreign policy, as the external affairs minister. He takes over tomorrow morning, and a very successful foreign minister. But what about the NSA portfolio? The speaker's portfolio, and what else did you mention, Maria? That's
the BJP president.
The BJP president, Mr. Nadda, now the health minister, which is a huge ministry, of course. Nija, go ahead.
Yeah, on Mr. Nadda, he's very familiar with the health ministry. He moved to become the party president and is back now. So there'll be a new party president. There's a lot of speculation and suspense about who it's going to be, because it's going to be very critical for the BJP. There are important state elections coming up. And that, you know, Haryana, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, Delhi, and then a little later Bihar. And the BJP will have to re-seize that initiative, prove that people still want them, you know, particularly after this setback in the Lok Sabha election. So who becomes the president of the BJP?
Sure. And another person, Ashwini Vaishnav, whose name just came up on the screen, retains the railway ministry, and he's also going to be the information and broadcasting ministry. That's what Anurag Thakur used to hold.
There's massive elevation.
And Mr. Thakur is somebody who doesn't get, he hasn't got a portfolio this time around, obviously.
So, you know, elevation for Ashwini Vaishnav. It's almost like an endorsement of the work that he has done in the railways ministry. So I think he has the complete faith of the Prime Minister, and that's what this seems to be with three portfolios now that he will have. So overall, I think the leg up which one leader who has got will be Ashwini Vaishnav, who entered the Council of Ministry only in 2021.
As a bureaucrat, to a technocrat, to now multiple portfolios. So he's seen a huge rise, as you mentioned. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes. So I think that becomes interesting. Otherwise, who gains, who loses, not much, one would say. But Ashwini Vaishnav really stands out in this entire picture. And I will also talk about C.R. Patil, the BJP Gujarat president. He won with a record margin of almost like 7,25,000 votes from Navsari in Gujarat. He enjoys complete confidence of the Prime Minister.
And he's not got the portfolio, right?
No, he's been made minister in charge of Jal Shakti.
Right.
Remember, this portfolio was created only in 2019. So the messaging here is that there are certain concerns with regards to Jal Shakti, because the Jal Shakti minister in Gajendra Shekhawat has been given culture.
All right. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you very much. And I suppose the focus will now shift to actual governance now that we know who the ministers are. Will there be stability in that entire process? Only time will tell. I'd like to thank you both very much